go out to dinner and see a movie.
A lot of dinner and movieing this Valentine's Day weekend, and our movie segment really refers to the movie Valentine's Day, which comes out this weekend. It's kind of a tried and true Hollywood formula. You take a million stars, you load them onto a bus, you give them a few lines, you give them some plots, and you come up with something like this.
Valentine's Day. It comes every year whether you like it or not.
It's Valentine's Day today?
Hello?
No, it's a Monday. Valentine's Day always falls on a Thursday.
Who's your head? That's Thanksgiving. So
it can be complicated.
Alex and I were supposed to have sex.
I can't tolerate that. Now turn that off. Just turn it off. Just turn it off.
Jay,
turn it off.
That's
the trailer from Valentine's Day, which comes out today. I don't know. Maybe some people have a choice. Do I go to see Valentine's Day or see something else? Rafer Guzman, our movie critic, first of all, good morning.
Morning.
Is there an alternative to Valentine's Day if I'm not sort of torn between the two?
I think there is if you're willing to stay home and rent something. You know, Valentine's Day has got, I think, 21 stars in it and probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 7 to 10 major storylines. You know, I was thinking about comparing it to a Hallmark card, but it's really almost a Hallmark card with like 30 extra pages of verse stapled in the middle of it. It's like the longest Hallmark card you'll ever read.
And you can get the stars or the star power and the plot lines in other movies.
I think you can. I think you can at least see some of this stuff done better.
All right, let's check it out.
Yeah, if you take the main narrative, which is Ashton Kutcher as a florist who is dating Jessica Alba, but of course he really belongs with his best friend who is Jennifer Garner, and you know it takes them a while to realize that they have these feelings for each other. That's a plot line I'm always a little skeptical of, you know, the idea that you could fall for someone that's been around you for several years and not realize it. But it's a favorite in Hollywood, and I think a better option to that would be Clueless.
Cher's got attitude about high school boys.
It's a personal choice every woman has got to make for themselves.
Cher's saving herself for Luke Perry.
Cher, you're a virgin?
I mean, I'm not prude. I'm just highly selective. I mean, you see how picky I am about my shoes, and they only go on my feet.
It's a great suggestion. That's Alicia Silverstone in Clueless, 1995 movie. That was a great flick.
Paul Rudd playing the romance there.
All right, so let's try for another alternative. That's the one plot line that's in Valentine's
Day. That's just the beginning.
Okay.
I'm only going to concentrate on a few here. I guess one of the next major ones would be Topher Grace, who plays this nice kid from Indiana who's dating Anne Hathaway. And what he doesn't know about her, she works in an office and she's an ambitious career girl. What he doesn't know about her is that she's actually moonlighting as a phone sex operator.
Okay.
And actually, she's pretty good in the movie. She's one of the funniest things about it. It gives her a good chance to sneak off and do a lot of these crazy monologues with different foreign accents.
But forget all that. What's the alternative?
The alternative, I would say, would be Tie Me Up, Tie Me Down, the Pedro Almodovar movie. You've got Antonio Banderas, who's in love with a porn actress.
That's a good one.
That seemed a much more realistic movie to me.
All right. Now, I heard the voice of Hector Elizondo and Shirley MacLaine in this trailer, and, they're not exactly Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore. Can you think of a better movie with their storyline?
I would say you'd have to look all the way back to On Golden Pond to find a movie that addressed a romance between people of that age. Usually Hollywood is going to cap a romance somewhere in the 50s, like It's Complicated.
Right.
But, Henry Fonda and Katharine Hepburn, they were also in their 70s at the time when that movie came out.
Well, let's hear.
You are a pretty old dame, aren't you? What are you doing with a daddy or something like me?
Well, I haven't the vaguest idea.
Now, that, of course, was Henry Fonda's last movie, right?
That's
right. There was all kinds of drama at the Academy Awards. So there were stories in that movie and outside of that movie.
That's right.
And that's all rentable, right?
That's all rentable.
All right, so let's delve into the most youth-oriented storyline in the movie, okay? It focuses on a fifth grader and his crush. Tell me about that.
So he's got a crush. Again, I don't want to spoil it. He's got a crush on two people, let's say, in this movie, and he finds out that one of them is actually the right one for him. And I think this is an unconventional choice, but I think a good option that would be Let the Right One In, the Swedish vampire movie from a couple years ago, which is also about two very, very young kids, probably 9 or 10, and they've got this really beautiful, tender relationship in that movie. And it's being remade as well, actually.
Such sophisticated taste. Okay, let's just do a recap. If you want an alternative to Valentine's Day, go rent Clueless, or Tie Me Up, Tie Me Down, or On Golden Pond, or Let the Right One In.
That's what I'd say.
Rafer Guzman with some alternatives for Valentine's Day. You ready for trivia?
I'm ready.
You ready? Okay. In these top 25 grossing romantic comedies of all time, two questions. Did the guy get the girl, yes or no, and who's the girl? Number one, Sleepless in Seattle.
The girl Meg Ryan?
Yes.
I'm going to say yes, he gets her.
You're correct.
All right.
It's you.
It's me.
Jerry Maguire.
Renee Zellweger. And he correct. Does get her.
Excellent.
You had me
excellent.
Hello.
Excellent. And what about Ghost?
That's Demi Moore is the girl, right?
Correct.
And he does not get her.
Why?
I think because he's dead.
Yes, you're right, Rafer Guzman, trivia master. Go to our website. You can get a sneak peek at what we're working on for the next day. Just go to thetakeaway.org and click on blog, and you can see all our movie suggestions. Rafer Guzman, news critic, or movie critic of Newsday and The Takeaway. Thanks so much. And-